Fiat. November 7th, 1937. How all the truths written about the divine will form the day for those who will live in it. The Queen of Heaven languishes with love, for she wants to endow her children. I felt my poor mind as though crowded by the so many truths that my sweet Jesus made me write about the divine will. And I was thinking to myself, who knows when these truths on the divine fiat will come to light and what good they will produce. And my beloved Jesus, surprising me with a short little visit, all goodness and tenderness, told me, my daughter, I too feel the need of love to let you hear the order that these truths will have and the good they will produce. These truths on my divine will form the day of my fiat in the midst of creatures. Insofar as they come to know them, so will this day keep forming. Hence, as they begin to know the first truths I have manifested to you, provided that they have goodwill and the disposition to make of them their own life, a most splendid dawn will arise. But these truths will also have the virtue of disposing the creatures and of giving light to many blind who do not know my will nor love it. Then, once the dawn is risen, they will feel invested by a celestial peace, strengthened more in good, and they themselves will yearn to know more truths, which will form the beginning of the day of my divine will. This beginning of the day will increase the light and the love. All things will turn into good for them. Passions will lose the power to make them fall into sin. It can be said that this is the first order of the divine good that they will feel. This order will facilitate their actions for them. They will feel a strength with which they can do anything, because the primary virtue that my will casts into the soul is precisely this: to transmute her nature into good. Hence, feeling the great good of the beginning of the day of my will, they will long for the day to advance. They will want to know more truths, which will form the full daylight. In this full daylight, they will feel vividly the life of my will within themselves, its joy and happiness, its operative and creative virtue within them. They will feel the possession of my very life, for I am the bearer of my divine will. The full daylight will kindle in them so much yearning to know more truths, which, once known, will form the full midday. In it, the creature will no longer feel alone. Between her and my will, there will be no more separation. Whatever my will does, she will do as well, operating together. Everything will be hers by right, heaven, earth, and God Himself. See then how noble, divine, and precious will be the scope of these truths which I made you write of my divine will, to form its day. And for some, they will form the dawn, for others, the beginning of the day, for some others, the full daylight, and lastly, the full midday. These truths, according to one's knowledge of them, will form the different categories of the soul who will live in my will. One more knowledge, or one less, will make them ascend or remain in the different categories. Knowledge will be the hand to make them go up to superior categories. It will be the very life for the fullness of my will in them. Therefore, I can say that with these truths, I have formed the day for whoever wants to live in my divine will. A day of heaven, greater than creation itself, not made of sun or stars, because each truth has the virtue of creating our life in the creature. And oh, how this surpasses the whole of creation. Hence, our love has surpassed everything in manifesting so many truths of my divine will. Our glory on the part of creatures will be full, because they will have our life in their power to glorify us and love us. As for the emerging of these truths, just as I've had the power and the love to assist the one to whom I had to manifest them, in the same way, I will have power and love to invest the creatures and transform them into these very truths, in such a way that, feeling their life within them, they will feel a great need to bring to light what they feel within themselves. Therefore, don't be concerned. I, who can do it all, will do everything and will take care of everything. After this, I was following the acts of the divine will, in which there were all the works, the love, the prayers, the sorrows, the palpitating life, the breaths, and everything that the Queen of Heaven has done, as if she was just doing them. And I embrace them, I kiss them, I adore them, and I offer them in order to obtain the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. And my dear Jesus, resuming his speech, added, "My blessed daughter, one who lives in my will can enter everywhere and can give me everything. My celestial mother, as if she were her own, as well as the way in which she loved me and everything she did. This creature can reach the point of even duplicating my life and giving it to me in order to love me as if it were her own. Now, you must know that just as I have formed the day of my divine will for the creatures, by manifesting to you so many truths about it, in the same way, with her love, with her sorrows, with her prayers and acts that she did, which, all being done in my divine will, filled heaven and earth, the Sovereign Queen of Heaven formed the sufficient endowment for those who must live in it. With what longing she longs and yearns to be able to endow her children. She sees herself immersed in so many riches of grace, of love, of sanctity. But she does not find her children in order to endow them, because they do not live in that same will in which she lived. Look, my daughter, how in everything she did and suffered, there is written, 'For my children.' Therefore, if she loves, she calls her children to receive the endowment of her love, in order to make us recognize them as her children and as our children, and make us love them as we love her. If she prays, she wants to give the endowment of her prayer. In sum, she wants to endow them with her sanctity, with her pains, and with the very life of her son. How touching it is to hear her and look at her as she keeps her children within her maternal heart as though inside a sacrarium. And in all her acts and breaths, she calls her children and says to our Supreme Being, 'All that I am and possess is all for my children. Oh, please, listen to me. I feel my heart bursting with love. Have pity on a mother who loves and wants to endow her children to make them happy. My happiness is not full. I feel it halved because I don't have my children enjoying it together with me. Therefore, hurry, Let the divine will be known, so that they may also know the yearning of their mother, and how I want to endow them and make them happy and holy. Do you think that we remain indifferent before this touching scene, as she languishes with love so much that with her maternal tenderness and with the rights of mother, she prays us and beseeches us? Ah, no. How many times, because of these, her cares, I manifest more surprising truths on my fiat, to give her free rein, to pour out onto her children a more extensive endowment, since it will be given to them according to their knowledge. Therefore, you too, enter my divine will, and together with this celestial mother, pray and supplicate that our will be known and reign in all creatures.